Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tara and Kim with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, public consultations have opened for Queenslanders to have their say on changes to the Electrical Safety Act. In 2021, the Queensland Government commissioned an independent review of the Electrical Safety Act, as electricity usage has changed dramatically since the introduction of the Act back in 2002. The government will release the report from the review and is asking for feedback on three key issues, as well as general feedback on all issues raised. This feedback will determine what changes will be made to the Act and will be open through to 15th August 2023.
An AI-powered beehive has been installed in a Townsville port as part of the latest technology used to help protect Australian bees. The electronic beehive is expected to attract bees carrying the deadly Varroa mite parasite that has infested Australia through cargo ship travel. The hives have two cameras that scan for mites upon bee entry. If an infected bee is detected, authorities will be alerted for a response. The Varroa mite parasite feeds on local honeybees and was detected in Australia for the first time in the port of Newcastle last year. Hives containing the pest are destroyed as part of the government program to help protect the bee industry.
In national news, people in the National Disability Insurance Scheme have been unable to receive required support due to a lack of approved providers in both rural and regional areas. The Australian Federation of Disability Organisations Chief Executive Ross Joyce says no participant was getting 100% of eligible support because regions are unable to utilise their budget effectively. New data released from the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations has evaluated that a portion of the budget spent by service providers to scheme participants by the region. The data found that while remote regions have attracted the highest average plan value, participants in those postcodes spend less due to restricted service provision.
And warning for listeners that this next story discusses sexual assault. Anglicare has been urged to immediately review its procedures after a Royal Commission finds they failed to report sexual assault. The Disability Royal Commission took hearings last April where it was revealed the organisation lacked a trauma-informed approach and failed to support people who report sexual assault happening on Anglicare premises. The organisation accepted the 6 findings made by the Commission in their report. Anglicare says that it recognises that it can and should do better. If you or anyone you know requires support regarding sexual violence or domestic violence, please call the National Family Violence Counselling Service on 1-800-RESPECT.
In international news, the World Health Organization has released new recommendations advising against the use of artificial sweeteners for weight loss. The new advice says that there is no evidence that these sweeteners result in weight loss in the long term and warns that long-term consumption could potentially have adverse health effects, such as an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. This includes the use of sweeteners such as stevia, aspartame, and saccharin, which are commonly used as sugar alternatives in food and drinks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is at no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.